Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Catherine Crowley's here. That's right. Our good friend Catherine Crowley, longtime Brain Trust member, is here. She's the co-author of Working for You Isn't Working for Me, and also a number of other books that she's co-authored with her partner, Kathy Elster. She's a Harvard-trained psychotherapist and a great member of our Brain Trust and one of our top experts in helping us deal with other people and helping them deal with us. Right, Kathy?
That's right, Jim.
It's not enough that I have to deal with them. They have to deal with me too, don't they?
That is so true.
So we all
have to deal with each other.
Exactly. And one of those things that we do when we're dealing with others is when we're negotiating, right?
Absolutely.
You've been working on some thoughts on how do we do a better job of when we're negotiating with people. Talk to us about that.
Well, the way it works is actually, I was thinking about business owners because I know that's a big part, that's a huge part of the population that you serve.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that when it comes to negotiating with customers or with huge accounts, clients, that it takes some internal preparation mm-hmm. as well as knowing the strategy. Now, you really know the strategy, which I would love to hear more of. But what I know is that, you know, it's that thing of you can't go to the grocery store when you're hungry. You'll make bad decisions.
Right.
So the same is true for negotiation. You really have to prepare yourself and be ready to ask for what you want. And that's easier for some people and much harder for others.
Well, that what you're talking about is what I call having a word with yourself.
I like that.
The two big activities prior to negotiating, number one is research, doing the due diligence. You need to find out as much as you can about the other person, especially if you can come up with some kind of an idea about what motivates them.
Yeah.
You know, do they like white or do they like purple? You know, do they like sunshine or do they like in the darkness? You know, what do they like? And
right.
Do they like scotch or bourbon? You know, you try to find out what motivates them. That's one of the things, and maybe even what's going on in the world around them. So that's the due diligence. But the other part is having a word with yourself. You said something about being able to ask for what you want. A big part of that is not so much that as much as it is talking to yourself about what am I willing to give up?
Uh-huh.
How far will I go? What are my throwdowns? What are the things that I'm willing to throw down?
Yeah.
What are the things that I want to hold fast on? And if it came to it, how much of a tear am I willing to have in my eye if it works out that way? You have to have that word with yourself. What do you think?
I agree, and I think you have to know, in a sense, who you are. I mean, for some people, negotiation is about having the nerve to ask for what you are worth, you
mm-hmm.
know, or what your business
mm-hmm.
is worth. I find when we work with small business owners, many of them, because they're very talented, naturally gifted at area, let's say the chiropractor, even they'll underprice their services because they think it's no
right.
big deal.
That's the big problem small business owners have. They don't charge enough.
Yes, exactly. So then you're to your point, doing the research to find out what the general price ranges are, but also becoming really clear on what you need. You know, what your business needs,
mm-hmm.
what you need to charge in order to stay afloat. And then in negotiation, the other thing that I find is that for most people, the tendency is to say too much rather than too little. Mm-hmm. You know, we get nervous, and so we jump in and start actually helping the customer reduce mm-hmm. the price.
Mm-hmm.
So all those things, you know, to prepare yourself internally means to be very clear about what you need and even write a script if you need it and actually draw on other people who are clear about the value of your product or service and get ready to stay firm on what you need.
Well, and know in advance when you go in, know in advance what your walk away point is.
Right.
Because you'll never know how good a deal you could get until you get to the point when you can walk away.
Yes.
And so, you know, if it's you're negotiating for a job, if you're negotiating for a contract, if you're negotiating to buy something or some high-level transaction, everybody needs to say, okay, if it gets beyond this point, this is my no-go point, then that's when, beyond that, we're wasting everybody's time.
Absolutely. And that's such a key part. Also, to understand, and I don't know if you found this, but I found this to be very true for many people, both employees negotiating salary and business owners, is that you need to understand on the other side that some people, for them, negotiation is a game.
Right.
So, you know, so what, you cannot take it personally if someone offers you a particularly low bid.
Right.
Or wants to slash your prices.
See, this is what I see, this is the big mistake I see people making.
Yeah.
Who are not veteran negotiators, is if somebody makes them an offer, they don't make a counteroffer.
Right.
Because they take it personally.
Yes.
Or, I mean, I see this in real estate all the time. Somebody says, I'll give you $150,000 for that property. And you say no, and they say, okay, and they go and they walk away. You know, you know, and they don't come back with another offer. It's frustrating
right.
for a lot of people. Because that's how the marketplace works, right?
It should, but that's a lot of people don't understand that, and many of us are not skilled or trained mm-hmm. in that kind of bargaining. I had a client actually recently who, through the coaching of her spouse, was able to negotiate for a 200% higher salary.
Wow.
Now, that's extraordinary.
That's
but
great.
Yeah, and I think the thing that her husband understood, because he loves negotiating,
right.
was that, you know, it's a process. It's not,
the other thing is you might not be able to negotiate as well for things that are so close to you.
Yes.
As other people can. That's another thing to think about. When you have that talk with yourself, try to disconnect yourself from the passion and the emotion as much as possible.
Yeah.
Kathy Crowley, ladies and gentlemen, Catherine Crowley, and I will be right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.